remember some years ago now visiting a man who was in his last few weeks of this life. He was in his late 70s and dying of cancer. All his life, he'd believed in God, but right in that moment, he was struggling, really struggling. Who can blame him? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective, as we take a look at making it through those very last few weeks of life. And please do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our life application booklet called Extravagant Grace. I'd love to send you a free copy to help you experience the grace of God, no matter how tough things may be at the moment. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. One day, it'll all be over. Life, I mean. This life. One day, I will breathe my last breath on this earth. One day, you will breathe your last breath on this earth. Now, none of us really wants to think too much about dying, much less talk about it. But every now and then, we need to. This week on the program, we're looking at living the life God always intended. So, why are we talking about death and dying? Because, well, it's all part of life. Some people will actually die suddenly without much warning, an accident, a heart attack. You, me, I don't know. But if it is, will we be ready? Others will know that the end is drawing near for months, maybe even years. Will that be you or me? I don't know. But if it is, how will we cope? Dying is a part of life. And if we're going to live the life that God always intended, I reckon we need to get ready and have a healthy outlook on death. It's not easy. So let's spend a few minutes together exploring that very issue today from a different perspective. Are you ready to die? I mean, most of us, we cope with death by joking about it. A while ago, I spoke about something that happened to me in the UK when I was on one of the motorways heading from the north down to the south. I saw this odd motorbike up in the distance, and it had a sidecar, and it was all black, and I thought, no, it couldn't be. And the closer I got to it, the more I realised that, yeah, actually, it is. It was a motorcycle hearse. And if you want to go and check it out, go and see motorcyclefunerals.com. And you'll see this business run by a pastor called Motorcycle Funerals. And I thought of a really tall friend of mine, Hal, and I joked about his feet, you know, kind of hanging out the back. And just recently, actually, the guy from MotorcycleFunerals.com, he Googled, obviously, his domain name and found that I talked about it, and he got in touch with me. He was a fabulous guy. But this whole death thing is no joking matter. I mean, dying of cancer, when a loved one is lost in a car accident, when a child gets leukemia, all of a sudden things get really serious. And to tell you the truth, I used to be petrified of dying. I remember one time flying to Christchurch Airport in New Zealand, a few years back now, before I became a Christian. And just as we were coming to land, a cold change had hit, and the wings of the plane were up and down, and I was terrified. This was really white-knuckle stuff. And we tried to come and land, and I thought, there is no way he can land this plane without crashing. And sure enough, he powered up and we took off again. And as we climbed up over the clouds, the pilot came on and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, you may have noticed we didn't land." Well, you know, it was pretty scary, I have to say. But a few years later, on a really turbulent flight, and I still don't like bumps, mind you, but I realized there were no more white knuckles. I realized I wasn't afraid anymore. Now, I have so much more to live for now that I've given my life to Jesus. There's so much more I want to do. But if tomorrow the doctor said to me, "Bernie, in 6 weeks, you're going to die," you know something, I'm not scared anymore. Now, what caused that change? Here's the wonderful bit. There was no effort. There was no conscious choice. It happened without me even noticing. Because between those two flights, I'd given my life to Jesus Christ. Now, I don't mean to sound corny. This was a passionate decision in my life to give everything over to him, to live for him. And without knowing it, the fear of dying just, well, went away. The Apostle Paul spent a lot of time on death row in a dungeon. He wrote many of his letters, many of the books in the New Testament, while he was in a dungeon on death row. He had the most amazing ministry over a decade with some incredible ups and downs. He planted so many churches. He saw so many people saved and growing in their relationship with Jesus. But he also faced some tremendous opposition, riots, assassination attempts. He was shipwrecked. He was imprisoned. He was flogged. His friends argued with him and deserted him. He was a real campaigner. In a letter to Timothy, his protege, you can read this in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. This is what he says. He says to Timothy, "Timothy, you take over. I'm about to die. My life is an offering on God's altar. This is the only race worth running. I've run it hard to the finish. I've believed all the way. All that's left now is the shouting, God's applause. Depend on it. He is an honest judge. He'll do right not only by me, but by everyone eager for his coming." See, this Paul lived life to the full, the life that God always intended, and he was ready to go. He wrote once, "Look, I'm torn," to his friends in Philippi. I don't know, should I hang around here, stay alive, or should I go to be with Jesus, because that's much better for me to do? See, Paul, as someone who lived life to the full, the life God always intended, was ready to go. He had confidence. He had a certain hope. I guess that's what happened to me. I'm not ready to go yet. I have more to do. Not for me, but for you and all the people in 120 countries that listen to these programs. That's what I'm doing. I'm living out who God made me to be and what God called me to do. And my prayer is you're doing the same, living out the life God always intended. And when that time comes, when we come to cast off this earthly body, that we'll see it simply as a new phase, a new start, the eternity for you and for me that God had always intended, an eternity with him, an eternity with Jesus. Let me ask you something. Are you afraid of dying, or is your hope set on Jesus? I went to visit a man recently who had terminal cancer, an elderly man, and we sat down. You may have heard me talk about him before. We sat down, and I noticed when we sat down that both his slippers had holes in the toes, and I immediately thought, wow, this guy needs new slippers. And then I realized, no, the last thing he needs at this point in his life is a pair of new slippers. Let me ask you, when you and I don't need a pair of new slippers anymore, where will our faith be? The cry of God from the beginning of the Old Testament to the end of the New Testament is this: I will be your God and you will be my people. Here's the ending. The new beginning that God always had planned for you and me. The book of Revelation, here's John's vision of heaven. He said, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first ones had passed away and the sea was no more. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes and death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the old things have passed away.' And the one who is seated on the throne said, 'See, I'm about to make all things new.'" That's how it ends. Let me ask you, are you ready? Father God, I just pray for each one of us. Lord, one day we will breathe our last. I just pray that you would help us to lift up our eyes to see heavenly things and to put all of our hope in the eternal life that we have through Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. God's grace. It's easy to say, it's easy to talk about, but actually experiencing his grace, actually living in it day after day, that's something that many people struggle with, especially during those difficult times in life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called Extravagant Grace. It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you actually live in the grace of God day by day. At the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply the Word of God right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time on Monday, with a different perspective.